Good morning. I welcome you all this morning. Things are a little different here. I get these ideas and try something a little different, maybe with a little more meaning, but we'll see how it goes. Are there any announcements? Larry, do you have any?
February 2nd is coming. That's an archery day, so all the kids get ready.
You say you want me to have a team, but I'm not allowed to have Nick with his crossbow. Is that right?
That's correct, Sam.
Okay, yeah. I'm still trying to round up crossbows, though, for my team. But anyway, we have a few visitors and guests. And actually an old-timer, well, no, I don't want to say that. That's not right. But say hi to Deb and her daughter, granddaughters, a little later. She's here from they are here from Delaware. All from Delaware still?
Yes.
All, okay.
And I've heard great things.
Okay. And I could say that she'll be delivering the sermon later, but she declined. But anyway, looking around, everybody, are there any other guests here yet? Every now and then some sneak in. But anyway, well, thank you for being here with us today. It's a wonderful day for this, weather-wise. And again, trying something a little different. This is the Sunday in which we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. And that being a significant Sunday, you'll see in the gospel message when we get there what that's partially about. But today, we are going to focus on the font at the beginning. Now, the baptismal font is something that we sometimes maybe take for granted. Ours always has water in it, and you may dip your finger in the water, fingers, make the sign of the cross any time, any Sunday. That's what it's there for. We'll talk more about that when we get to the message later on. But right now, as you are able, please stand for the brief order of confession and forgiveness. It's on page 2. And as you're able, face the baptismal font. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the eternal voice from heaven, the anointed and beloved one, the Spirit moving over the waters. As we approach the mystery of God, let us come in confession, trusting the love of Christ crucified and risen. God, who searches us and knows us, you have shown us what is good, but we have looked to other flights. We have not been our just as our dealings with others. We have chosen revenge over mercy. We have promoted ourselves instead of walking humbly with you. With what shall we come before you? Forgive us our sin and show us your salvation in the face of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Beloved of God, you have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, poured out for you in the faithfulness of Christ Jesus. Receive the promise of baptism. You are God's child, and your sins are forgiven. Rejoice and be glad, for yours is the reign of heaven. May the peace of the Lord be with you all. Let us share with one another the peace of Jesus. May the boundless grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the wisdom of God, and the light of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Let us pray. O God, our Father, at the baptism of Jesus, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are Christ faithful to their calling to be your daughters and sons, and empower us with your Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
God's servant is endowed with God's Spirit in order to bring justice to the nations. The servant will not exercise authority boisterously or with violence, nor will weariness ever prevent the fulfilling of the servant's task. God's old promises have been fulfilled. The servant's new assignment is to bring light to the nations. Our first reading is from the 42nd chapter of Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison who sit in darkness, those who sit in darkness. I'm the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Here ends the reading. We will read Psalm 29 responsively. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due God's name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The glory of God thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters.
The voice of the Lord is a voice of
thunder. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
The Lord makes the mountains like a calf, and the mountains like a wild ox.
The voice of the Lord bursts forth in lightning flashes. The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees rise and strips the forest bare. And in the temple of the Lord, all are crying, Glory!
The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord
sits. O Lord, give strength to your people. Give them, O Lord, the blessings of peace. Peter crosses the sharp religious boundary separating Jews from Gentiles and proclaims the good news of God's inclusive forgiveness in Jesus' name to Cornelius, a Roman centurion. As a result of Peter's preaching, Cornelius and his family become the first Gentiles to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Our second reading is from the 10th chapter of Acts. Peter began to speak to Cornelius and his household. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread through Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Here ends the reading.
Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the third chapter. Now Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented, and when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. And now you can see why I ask our acolytes and Gabby to help us out there this morning at the confession time. And I want to talk a little bit about what I call the nuts and bolts of baptism, and then get into a little bit about the meaning thereof, which is a little more detailed and a little more deeper, no pun intended with water. That concept. But anyway, well, the baptismal font. You all had a good look at it. Close your eyes for a moment. How many sides does the baptismal font have? You can open your eyes. How many sides? Eight. There are eight sides to that baptismal font. You guys counted them when you're there, right? Okay. And Brennan knows. It's only been a good month, huh? How about that? But yes, eight sides. Why eight? Well, it fits nicely in the pattern. But that eighth side represents, in a way, the eighth day of creation. Now, wait a minute, 8 days of creation? Wasn't it just six? Well, what happened on the seventh? God rested. Now we are baptized. We are created through baptism in the body of Christ. I'm getting ahead of myself there. But that's that eighth day of creation. It is can be thought of, or should be thought of, as a new creation for each of us. Well, the water. The water in the font. And some of this, Lutherans, not all peoples, not all religions go this way, but the water in the font is water. Okay? It's not special water, or holy water, or taken from somewhere. It can be, and it can have meaning if it is, but it is good old-fashioned water, the basis of life, the basis of all of us. And that is what we see in that font. It is not something that you can't get close to. When I grew up here, and I think Deb too and a lot of others, the font used to be up here. Do you remember when it was right here? Okay. And I remember about 20 years ago when remodeling was done, the font was put where it is now. But that's a central location. And it reminds us of our beginnings. When we are baptized. Not that we didn't begin before that. But it reminds us of how we come to Christ. When you come by the font, either to sit in the sanctuary or up for communion, you are coming by that font. Well, don't want to get ahead of myself there. Okay? But it is water. You may touch it. You may use it any time. Dip your fingers, make the sign of the cross in your forehead, just touch your forehead. Okay? It is a sign of your baptism, of your birth into and becoming part of the body of Christ. Now, one of the wonderful things that becoming a vicar allowed me to do was baptize. And I don't say that lightly. It's truly a joy. And after all, that was part of Christ's commission to us. Go there for baptizing all peoples. And does that mean only I can baptize? No. Anybody in here can perform a baptism in special occasions and special emergency times. It is not limited to just an old guy with a gray beard. But anybody can baptize. You see, baptism isn't just something performed by a pastor, priest, bishop, vicar, but it is an act of God. It is God there becoming present and going through that process. It is not something that just I do. Baptism, you see, is God's action claiming us. It is not us claiming God. We announce during the baptism proceedings that I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and so on. And I believe in the Holy Spirit. We state that those are the things in which we believe. But it is God claiming us. You see, before baptism, we could be considered as creatures. Creatures of God. But through baptism, we become children of God. And we are all children of God. We belong through baptism to God. Not just belong to God, but we are part of the body of Christ. The body of Christ can be thought of as the church, not the building. You are the body of Christ. All who are baptized are part of that body of Christ. And if you are part of the body of Christ, you are with Christ and Christ is with and in you. Now here's where things get a little dicey if you take on the responsibility with that. Because it is not just a thing to be a part of a group. What group? The body of Christ. So not only are you part of a congregation, whether it be near or far, whether you are near or far, you are always part of the body of Christ, part of Christ's church. But no matter what, you are part of Christ and Christ's mission. Now, Christ's mission here on earth, well, among other things, making disciples of all nations. That doesn't mean forcing, but it does mean teaching and sharing and helping and caring and nurturing all members of the body of Christ and all who could become, and that's everybody, members of the body of Christ. You see, we are enlisted into that mission for Jesus here in this world. And in the end, baptism isn't just something that happened years ago or weeks ago. But baptism begins our life in Christ, with Christ, for Christ. And baptism then is what we do with the rest of our lives, however long they are given us. It is what we do with that life, what we care, how we teach, how we nurture. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank you so very, very much for the living waters that you have brought to us. We thank you for the caring that you show us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you for all the blessings that you give us. We ask that we find ways to care, to share, to nurture, to love, to be a part of the Church of Christ, now and forever. Amen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. And for us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. His Father and the Son, he has been glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. There are two names that were given to us after the bulletin was printed that should be on the list: Angelica Hannon and Terry Gare. So let us remember them too as we pray through our prayers of intercession. Lord, in your mercy, called together through water and word, we boldly pray for the church, the world, and all who long to hear God's voice. Renewing God, thank you for the gift of baptism. Give your church boldness to proclaim your promises. Tear down obstacles of injustice so that your word of hope reaches the ends of the earth. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, we rejoice in the glory of your creation, the beauty of rivers and streams, glaciers and oceans, lakes and ponds. Bring restoration to your earth and free us from the overuse and abuse of water, air, and land. Lord, in your mercy. God of mercy, we give thanks for order in the midst of chaos. Though we long for greatest justice on the earth, raise up wise and compassionate servant leaders so that all experience your reign of peace. Lord, in your mercy. Holy God, thank you for the powerful healing we witness through doctors and nurses, medication, therapy, and holistic means. Break through the clouds of pain and anguish with your voice of comfort. Proclaim hope to all who grieve and send healing to all your sick. Today we pray especially for our shut-ins, for the sick, and those who are in need of our prayers, compassion, and care, and those listed in our prayer list located in the announcement section of the bulletin. Are there others for whom we should pray? Lord, for those listed here, those mentioned here, and those mentioned in the silence of our hearts, Lord, in your mercy. God of courage, we rejoice in this community of hope. Strengthen all who are preparing for baptism and renew the faith of sponsors, mentors, parents, grandparents, friends, and all who guide the newly baptized in this life of joy. Lord, in your mercy. God of hope, unleash your Spirit to increase our trust in you. We give thanks for the lives of the saints who inspire us with lives of baptismal witness. Lord, in your mercy. We place our prayers before you, God, united in your Spirit through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Let us now return to the Lord the first fruits of his giving to us. Of wonder, you formed us in our mother's womb, and from Mother Earth you bring forth the bread and wine. We place them on your table together with our lives and all that you have made. Open the heavens to us and pour out your spirit. We wait for your mercy. We long for your peace. We hunger and thirst for Jesus Christ, our banquet of life. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord. Sharing our life, he lived among us to reveal your glory and love, that our darkness should give way to his own brilliant light. And so, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. O God most mighty, O God most merciful, O God our rock and our salvation, hear us as we praise, call us to your table, grant us your life. When the earth was a formless void, you formed order and beauty. When Abraham and Sarah were barren, you sent them a child. When the Israelites were enslaved, you led them to freedom. Ruth faced starvation. David fought Goliath, and the psalmists cried out for healing. And full of compassion, You granted the people your life. You entered our sorrows in Jesus, our brother. He was born among the poor. He lived under oppression. He wept over the city. With infinite love, he granted the people your life. And the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering his death, we cry out, "Amen."
Amen.
Celebrating his resurrection, we shout, "Amen."
Amen.
Trusting his presence in every time and place, we plead, "Amen."
Amen.
O God, you are breath. Send your spirit on this meal. O God, you are bread. Feed us with yourself. O God, you are wine. Warm our hearts and make us one. O God, you are fire. Transform us with hope. O God, most majestic. O God, most motherly. O God, our strength and our song. You show us a vision of a tree of life with fruits for all and leaves that heal the nations. Grant us such life. The life of the Father to the Son, the life of the Spirit of our risen Savior, life in you, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Come to his table of mercy and joy. Please rise as you're able. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in His grace. Thank the Lord and sing His praise. Tell everyone what He has done. Let all who seek the Lord rejoice and proudly bear His name. He recalls His promises. His people forth in joy with shouts of thanksgiving. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us pray. Faithful God, you have kept your promise to us in this meal, nourishing us with the gift of salvation. Now send your servants forth in peace, that we may testify to your goodness and share the hope that is ours in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
May Christ, the wisdom and power of God and the source of our life together, keep you united in mind and purpose, and the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you always. Go in peace. Let your light shine.